Last Friday, Maple and the county held a media event at Loha Farms to officially kick off the syrup harvest season and to celebrate all of the hard work that goes into making Maple and the county such a great event with a storied history. Those in attendance included the organizers of Maple and the county, many of Prince Edward County's local syrup producers, as well as Mayor Steve Ferguson and councillors Phil St. Jean and Janice Maynard. Each addressed those present, sharing information about their production process as well as memories from the 48-year history of maple in the county.
The fact that maple syrup is one of the few things that can be produced without destroying the host plant. A maple tree can produce food for people for over 150 years without anything other than removing some sap and making it into sugar. It's an important thing that the importance of the maple tree to Ontario, to Canada, and to Prince Edward County.
For us, Maple in the County is like an open invitation for people to stop by and connect with us, and we can share our knowledge of maple syrup production, and it's just a great time to get together and see people and showcase our evaporator and our many maple products. It's just, we look forward to it every year, and it's a great event.
Maple syrup production and Prince Edward County's reputation for maple syrup production is really without peer. The event later this month, which is just a great time to celebrate the product and the members of the community that produce it.
Those were the voices of maple syrup producers Dean Foster and Sue Vader, as well as Mayor Steve Ferguson. I also caught up with Chris Armstrong, one of the owners of Loha Farms and a producer of syrup at the event, to understand the work that went in behind the scenes to make maple in the county this year possible. So just curious, obviously a ton of work goes in behind the scenes to produce all the maple syrup for the grocery stores all year round, and especially for this event. Could you just kind of describe what your workload looks like behind the scenes, what people don't really see that goes into this kind of event?
Yeah, maple season is it's a heavy workload. There's always pumps to be turning on and lines and stuff to be fixing, and just nonstop amount of work in the woods. And then once you bring your sap back up to the sap house, it's just processing it to start boiling, and then tons of wood to burn, and it's a busy couple months.
And it seemed like a lot of people speaking today, a lot of people who enjoy maple in the county, they have kind of family memories to share, lots of nostalgia involved. I'm just curious if you can speak to that.
Definitely a maple syrup is a traditional, you know, just a Canadian tradition, right? So, and maple in the county is great. It's the first harvest, and everybody's sitting around all winter just hibernating, so it's great for everybody to get out, see each other, you know, and get some fresh air.
Maple in the County takes place on March 29th and 30th at many locations around Prince Edward County. Those interested in attending the festival are encouraged to check out the Maple in the County map that includes all of the participating locations. For the local journalism initiative, frequencynews.ca and 99.3 County FM, I'm Jack McCool, filling in for Brenda Little.